frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah. What's popping? What's shaking? It's nothing but the bacon around here. You're listening to Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And furthermore, you're listening to the Mosh Gelton Show. I am your host for this evening. My name is Mosh Gelton, and it's going to be a pretty exciting show. I've got a co-host with me.
Ian Buck.
Buckshot.
How?
I don't have the thing queued up.
You got it queued up.
It takes so long because I got to skip. I got to go down. Is that a gunshot? There it is. All right, we got my co-host.
Ian Buck.
Buckshot.
Yeah.
Like that. See, it's way better if I can cue it up. And with me and Ian Buck tonight, we do have the fabulous
Jay Scress.
Jay Scress, nothing less.
But the best.
See, we got things. We know what we're doing. It's going to be a dope thing. A dope thing, too. This show is going to be a dope thing, bro.
Oh,
super
yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
We are on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. live. And you can catch us again Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Tonight, I know we're going to talk about TikTok because I'm not a big fan of it. So that's one thing we're going to talk about. I'm going to tell you some things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about TikTok. We're going to talk about voting.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about when is it appropriate to assault a woman. It might never be appropriate to assault a woman. I'm just saying, when is it, if it's ever? I don't know. We'll discuss it.
I think I know a time.
Okay, wow. That's cool. You didn't even think about it that long. You're like, I know a couple times. All right, listen, we also have trivia time that's going to be popping off. And you guys know how trivia time gets down. So, Sunshine 96.7 FM, we are here. We are rocking. We're goading it out. Ian Buck, how does it feel?
Man, it feels great. Life's fabulous. Been on the incline, you know what I'm saying, on all sorts of stuff. Got the Buckmobile bucking around. Got a new job paying me $2 an hour more.
You're kicking ass, man. You're doing a great job.
And taking names. Can't
taking
forget that.
Taking all the names.
Yeah.
Jay Scress, how are
What's
you doing?
Up? I'm doing good. I got off work a little while ago, and I'm excited for this show.
Yeah. See, and then a technical difficulty happens. But, so, real quick, I wanted to say, because I think Kreb may be calling in.
Okay.
Remember Brandon Krebser came in, the other show, it's on YouTube, but I can't tell you where to go. But Brandon had came in on a show, and he was kind of annoying me, and I kind of stopped the show, and I cut it. And then I was like, all right, 1 week, you got to take a week off. He took a week off, right? And then there's a group chat, right? Jess, we got to get you in the group chat, but it's a bunch of dudes and I don't want to offend you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying you can't handle it, but we're in a group chat and like I get in there and I'm trying to figure out who's going to be on the show, you know, for next week. Cause it's my vacation time. And, I'm like, where did it start? I said, right now is default replays. We're going to do a lot on Wednesdays over the next couple weeks. We can do Wednesdays if anybody wants to do them. I asked for a flyer, and then I said, Kreb, I was I meant for this Monday, Brandon Krebser, because I said Brandon, he can come back this Monday. Not Wednesday, because I said Wednesday at first, but I said, but definitely you can come in this Monday coming up. Bob, Beatbox Bob, is hosting and controlling the entire show, letting him know Bob is going to run the show Monday if you want to come in. So I post the video, and I'm like, here's the video. And then I was like, by the end of the year, we'll have professional lighting, multiple camera angles. And then Kreb says, I'll be there Monday on my best behavior, smiley face. And I'm like, cool, we'll be filming two camera angles Monday. See you guys. We'll have the first crack at a double angle. And then Kreb, I love cracking a double angle, winky face. And I'm like, bro, you just got suspended last week. Were you coming in here all jokey, jokey, jokey? And then I was like, bro, I would stay in the lane of more seriousness because I was on his ass.
Right.
Because he wasn't acting seriously about this show. And he's still cracking jokes. And I'm like, we can have fun, but we got to keep it professional. I'll see you soon, bro. And he goes, absolutely, with a big laughy face, like, hee-hee-hee-hee.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, it would have been great without the laughing face, bro. And he's like, well, it was a wink, but completely understandable. So now he's correcting my emojis.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't need you to tell me what it was. Just tell me what you understand, bro.
Right.
You're doing this here in the chat, the same stuff you were doing the last time. Take the criticism, take my directives, appreciate it, and be serious about it, and do the damn show, bro. Okay, no more puns or jokes. I'm sorry. That's what a teenage kid would say.
Right.
Fine, I won't crack jokes.
Yeah, he's just not getting it.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, like, just chill out. And
how could you not get it?
I don't know.
So finally, I went into, by the way, Brandon Krebser is a guy that's on the Mosh Gelton show quite frequently. I went straight to his inbox in his personal phone and I said this. I said, I'm not trying to sauce you up in front of everybody in the chat, but you're coming in from a bad week where you had to be off for a week for disrespecting me and the show. I don't need the quirky jokes. I don't need you to act like a child by saying no more laughter. Just say, I understand what's going on and I'm going to be there and I'm going to kill it. That's it, bro. I don't need any of the other extra stuff, the rah-rah. Get a couple weeks in and then you can mess around more. But right now, don't play at all or you're not going to be here. I'm trying to help you and tell you what it is, bro. And he responds back, I understand 10,000% and I will kill it. And I said, beautiful. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
Well,
so he must have got it at some point.
Yeah, probably that message. Maybe he got it, hopefully.
But I'm not, you know, if you, the main reason why he was bumped, and a lot of people just saw the video clip. They didn't see the commercials when we got up. The main reason he was bumped is because he's laughing. We're trying to write segments. He's laughing, being obnoxious, like taking this thing like it's not a serious thing, like this is a joke, and this is my life, bro. This is not a joke. You're good at radio, but I'm letting you on here. I mean, am I tripping about this guy?
No,
not at all.
No,
he's you know, you guys are friends. He needs to appreciate what you're doing.
Most definitely.
Well, speaking of crap, we've got Brandon on the phone right now. Coming from Tarpon Springs, we've got Brandon Krebser. What's poppin', bro?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Great, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great on this Tuesday night for Sunshine 96.7 FM. We've got Ian Buck. We've got Jay Scress in here. We were just talking about you.
What were you saying?
We were saying you were in the group chat today. And you were very, very jokey. Would that be a good characterization?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Perfect.
So let me ask you this. Say you get in trouble at a job because you're joking and goofing off too much. And then you like get suspended for a week. And then as soon as you get back into the job's chat, you start goofing off and joking in that chat. What kind of signal do you think that sends, bro?
It sends like a weird signal, you know, because like some people may take it as like being disrespectful and along those lines. And then some people might take it as like, oh, this dude's just funny.
Well, I mean, you are funny, but it is disrespectful. For instance, what's disrespectful for sure is if I say, hey, buddy, I've got a stomach ache. Can you please keep it down in here? And then you go buck wild and you're not keeping it down. And then you tell me that you know how to push my buttons and you're trying not to. That is disrespectful. And then, all right, you got your week off. I'm ready for you to come back in. And I told you the main thing I want is seriousness, to take this show serious. Like it's a serious show. And by coming in and joking all the time, right out the gate, when everyone's being serious about this, it brings everybody down. You know what I'm saying? You're bringing people down to make this show like a Kevin Holly type show.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that, man. We're supposed to be the best in Tampa Bay. We're supposed to be the most professional show. We're supposed to have all of the best guys, the best content, the best females. We're supposed to be the best. So when we get on the show, and that's another thing last week, and we didn't really talk about it because I didn't really want to talk to you about it. But last week you were cutting me off like with everything I was saying. And then I went out there and I told you during the break, hey, bro, why are you cutting me off? And then you come back. I even told you one time I was going to pull the show. Buck called in the first segment and he told you from the phone from listening that you were going too wild. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are things that are, I mean, it's like, it's hard to explain, man. It's like when I'm in the moment, I'm in the moment. Like the my words kind of come out of my head, my mouth more than,
Yeah, but sometimes you do a perfect show and you know what you're doing. What's happening on these days where you're coming in wiling out?
That's something I couldn't really explain, man. I mean, like, it's more of along the lines of, like, just me being me, I guess. And, like, sometimes me doesn't fit some people.
So you're
like, it's just...
But, I mean, are you like that with your bosses at your work? Are you just you and you just disrespect your bosses? Do you keep your job when you do that?
I mean, I joke with them, so I mean, like, technically, yes. Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah, but joking and disrespect are two different things. Like, if you
See, but that's the thing, man. Is like, I totally understand where I went. I crossed the line.
Good save.
A big line. I crossed a big one. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that part of it. But for me, as me being me, because now I'm being real. Like, I can't take. For someone, if you don't like me for being mean, tell me what my flaws are. Let me fix them.
But it's different. We'll real quick. It's not like I don't like you as a friend. I think you're a good guy. I think you're funny. But I'm running a show. I'm running a ship. So if I say, hey, you do this, I expect my best people to do that to the best of their ability instead of telling me they know how to push my buttons and they're trying not to. Do you think I would want somebody on my team that knows how to push my buttons, does it, and then tells me they know and they're trying not to? Do you think I'd want that?
No, dude. Never, bro.
Why would I want that? Like, so what are you doing?
Seriously, like, never. Like, but like I said, like, I just me saying that and then, like, it pushed your buttons even more made me realize, all right, I pushed his buttons. Like, I really – it wasn't, like, intentional or, like – it was all out of, like, pure love. We weren't even on live. We were just outside.
We were in the commercial, and I was telling you I feel bad. I have a stomach ache. Please hold it down. And you're wiling out, and then you're telling me, yeah, I'm wiling out because I know how to push your buttons. I need to stop. And that was multiple times. So that's not something that you could be like, oh, I thought I was being funny, and I was trying to be funny. You knew you were being a jerk, bro.
Well. Yeah, I mean, in a sense, you're right. In a sense, you're right. Because it's like 60% I knew I was being a jerk because I knew you had gotten pissed at me at that point when I said something about pushing the buttons. And then it escalated a little bit, but I could just feel, I felt the tensity of the situation. And then
and kept going.
Just brought a little too far. I brought a little too far.
And kept going. Well, I want to bring you back in here, bro, but every time you come in, you're coming back in, I got you. But every time you come back, sometimes you do good for a month or two. Sometimes you do good for 2 weeks. Man, if we can get you on a consistent run, bro, you're really good at this, bro. But whatever you're doing, man, I need you to come in here and act like this is a Wall Street job. Be serious. Relax before the show. Save your energy. And then when you get in here, just wait. You know, relax. It'll come to you. Don't try to force stuff. I mean, be you. You're good at this. I'm gonna throw you bits, bro. You don't have to try to dive into everything. I'm gonna give you your own bits.
That's my problem, Osh. Is I literally force it, bro. Like force Maltese all day, Mosh Shelton, quote unquote.
And that's bad.
But I literally force it, bro. Like it's sometimes like I feel comfortable and it's just like flowing like. Naturally, like freestyling or whatever, and then like, but sometimes, bro, it comes out like I want it to be this good. I want it to be like da da da. You know what I mean? So it's hard to explain.
It's like you're excited about coming on the show, but maybe you're like too excited to where you're, you know,
right. Sometimes, yeah.
Well, I would like to say this, Kreb, because it sounds like let me preface it with this: you got a lot of great, and the great outweighs the bad. You know what I mean? You got a lot of talent, you got a lot of skills, but talent without consistency and dedication is meaningless, just as Mosh and many other people have told me.
Damn,
so
Buck is getting you, bro.
The self-discipline.
If
the self-discipline, which it seems like is an issue, I've had trouble, everybody has, with self-discipline, then focusing on not stressing what you want to be said, but waiting for the right time. Because stuff always comes to my mind, right? But just because it comes to my mind doesn't mean that it needs to come out of my mouth. Mm-hmm.
And he knows that, bro. And he knows that. I've seen him sit there with something to say, knowing two guys are on fire, and him letting it go. He knows this. So I'm more curious as to why he switches from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde, because he knows what he's doing. He's good at this, bro. There's no way he doesn't. Sometimes he gets a little antsy, but I can look past that if there wasn't the commercial stuff. So Kreb, I'm gonna ask you this because we gotta rock, but. When you come back in, and you'll be in Monday?
Yeah, I'll be there Monday.
And if you do good Monday, you coming in the following Monday?
Absolutely.
Because this Monday, Buck will not be there.
Yeah.
But Beatbox Bob will be there, so you will be the co-host.
Ooh.
What's up with Buck? What's going on, Buck?
Buck, he's got a lot of stuff. He's got work. But Buck won't be there. And then the following week, Buck is going to host the show. For the first time, and he's barely ever co-hosted, and I asked him, and he said he would love for you to join him.
Yeah,
and I think that would make a very good show. So if you want that one as well, man, just stick to it. You know we got videography. You know stuff's going on. I just need you to poised, bro.
Yeah, buddy. I want every piece of the pie, boys. Hey, Scress, by the way, happy belated. I'm sorry I didn't get you on Facebook.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Kreb.
Yeah, man.
All right, Kreb, man. It was good to talk to you, bro. Don't be a bitch, and we'll see you soon.
Peace out.
All right, guys.
At least he knows.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll try not to be. But, I mean, if Kreb's good, if he's going to do good, bro, I'm just.
Right. You're just.
Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. It's cool. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down.
Yo, I'm going to play it every show.
You need to.
It's a good one.
It's a big, fat banger. What's the over and under that Kreb comes in and does what he's supposed to do?
I think after all the talks you had, I think he's going to.
How many talks have we had over years?
I know. I think he'll do good.
You think he's going to make it, or you think he's going to...
In my limited experience with him, I feel like it's a 50-50.
Sheesh. I know Buck has got like 4 years less of radio than Kreb.
Right.
And he's telling Kreb, here's what you need to do, bro. Listen.
Yeah.
I told you I'm going to put you there, bro. Just listen to me, bro. Listen to your pops first, but me second. He's going to win, bro. He looks like he's going to win.
Yeah.
Ian Buck is going to win at life. Do you believe that?
I know it. I don't believe it.
Let me ask you a dead serious question.
Ooh.
What are you saying with your headphones?
They're being weird, but they're good.
Your headphones are being weird. I'm trying to plug you in. Everything should be...
No, it's just the way they're sitting on my head.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
they keep sliding
down, but they're good.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Anything more that the listeners can know about your headphones sliding down from your head?
Nope.
Everybody says I'm hard on you.
In what way?
In multiple ways.
Ooh.
I got a spell. I put a spell on you. I was doing another radio station today, and they were playing nothing but scary Halloween music, and I was jamming out.
Nice.
It was all like, don't fear the Reaper.
Oh, yeah.
It was bangers.
Nice.
Yeah, super stoked. And then I took a big nap, and then I drank massive amounts of coffee, and here we are.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go. But the big question I really wanted to ask you guys, and I get a lot of flack for this, but are you guys ready to play trivia time? Yeah. Well, listen, I said, are you guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know how it works on the Mosh Gelatin Show right here on Sunshine 96. This is station identification. So about every, you know, 20 minutes in, you go in, 40 minutes in, you go in. You only got to do it twice an hour. But you say, all right, everybody that's listening, it is trivia time right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show, which airs every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Trivia time is the trivia game that is the best on any radio station in the history of this world and Mars. Venus, they've got some things going down there that's pretty tight, but we beat everybody on Earth and Mars. And how it works is this. It's called According to a Song Lyric. I'm going to ask you a question, and the answer is going to be embedded somewhere in the lyric of a song. So, for instance, Jess, if I said, what is needed to dance the bumba, what would you say?
What?
He says it in Spanish, though.
Oh, la 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 bumba?
Yeah. He goes, para bailar la bamba, para bailar la bamba, se necesita una poca de gracia.
There you go.
What is una poca de gracia?
No idea.
A little bit of humor.
Oh.
So that's what it would be. Let me give you a more crystal clear because if I said, according to a song lyric, hi, what is my name? What would you say?
Slim Shady.
Slim Shady would be correct. You would get the point. But if I said, according to a song lyric, hi, what is my name? And you said?
Derek Jeter.
It's not Derek Jeter. It is Slim Shady. Are you guys ready? And do you know what you're doing? Follow along. Trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. We're getting down. First question. It's Ian Buck versus Jay Scress. And this is going to be lit. The first question is about an oldies. According to a song lyric, hands on verbal buzzers. According to a song lyric, what's there on the rise? According to a song lyric, what's there on the rise?
Oh, on the rise. There's this one song coming to mind. I just
even if it's like on the rise, it's I did this. Noises.
Yeah, I just
you don't want to narrate, but in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. According to a song lyric, what's there on the rise? It's an oldie song. By Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, okay. That helps a little bit.
What's there on the rise?
Is it like on the rise theirs? Or
nope.
No?
Blank on the
Don't go out tonight, because it's bound to be a fight. There is a on the rise. People are screaming at their radio sets and their phones.
I know that song.
Very easy. Creedence Clearwater Revival song. You've got 15 minutes. What's 15 minutes. There on the rise? There is a blank blank on the rise.
Two blanks.
It's a blank blank.
Ooh.
It's one double blank.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
How does it go? I see the hurricanes and lightning, yeah. Don't go out tonight. I did it pretty good. You guys don't know it?
I could guess, but I don't know it.
What's your guess?
There is a star on the rise?
No, but it's close. It's something like that.
A mountain?
A mountain is nothing like a star.
I was trying to think of the song.
What's up there that's not a star?
The moon.
What kind of moon is it? There is a what moon on the rise?
Full moon.
No. Ooh. It's about its behavior.
A
bad moon?
Damn!
Yeah! Stole it.
Jess took it. Jess took it.
Yeah.
You guys don't know that one.
No.
Don't go out tonight.
Another song.
Cause it's bound to be a fight. There is a bad moon on the rise. I can't believe y'all don't know that that lyric, but very well done. Jess gets the first point of trivia time, and do not think that I can't sing at all and I know it, so you guys don't have to remind me. The second question, you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Trivia time right here on Radio St. Pete. According to a song lyric, what is the sky? An older song.
Ooh.
According to a song lyric, what is the sky?
What is the sky?
What is the sky, according to a song lyric?
What?
An oldie song.
The sky.
Oh,
Say got it if you got it. What color is it?
Right,
say got
yeah, it if got you it. Got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
What color is the sky?
Gray.
That's correct.
There you go.
I think I forgot what song I pulled that from, but very well done. Jess with 2 points. Ian Buck is going to keep his head up. Next question, trivia time. According to a song lyric, female lead singer, alternative rock, according to a song lyric, what does it all come down to?
Got it.
Jess is going to make the call. All right, Jess. According to a song lyric, what does it all come down to?
Everything's going to be fine.
Oh!
All right.
Popping it.
She caught the smoke, man. But what it all comes down to is that everything's going to be fine. And I've got one hand as a banger, bro. I got no voice. She did that, bro. Quick like.
Yeah.
Do you know who sings that, Buck?
No.
Alanis Morissette. He doesn't know Alanis Morissette.
I know.
Morissette.
She's
stop
good.
The game. Stop the game.
Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Ian Buck is 21, guys.
90s.
Jess is 40. I'm almost 40, but Ian Buck is 21, and he just said out loud where everyone can hear that he doesn't know.
This is the important question. Is she hot?
Yes.
She's pretty hot.
All right, all right. Is she like Paula Abdul hot, though?
No.
I mean, she's a weird hot.
Right, yeah, different.
Who was she dating, though, that was real big?
I remember she dated Tom Green for a little bit, and then she dated
oh, that's not good
somebody
on your resume.
I don't remember who.
All right, we're in the middle of trivia time, but Buck, you just got to know
here
how this works.
I want you to know I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother.
Cause I love that she gave me name, wasn't able to make good enough for you to be open wide.
Bro.
Just off of that, you know how it gets.
She's fire. Never heard of her before.
Wow. And she has a lot of songs.
She's got a bunch of bangers like that, bro.
That album.
And she even gets to a point in this pill. In this pill in this, I wonder if this is the point.
Yeah.
Listen to her. Listen to what she's about to do. Sounds like an angel.
Close your eyes, and you know it. And every time I stretch my
had to listen to that whole song right in the middle of trivia time because, wow.
So good.
Worth it.
It's the best song of all time. Good job, guys. Who got that?
Me.
Yeah.
I gave you the point.
Yes.
All right. Trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. We're going to keep and continue to go. We're going to keep going and continue to go. Say got it if you got it. According to a song lyric, pop, what did I get lost in?
I'll call it.
A pop song, female pop singer. What did I get lost in?
Now, it's really close. I'll just say that before I guess. I'm not sure if I'm right. I got lost in the roses.
Not the roses.
Yeah. Hmm. I didn't think that was it.
Big female pop star, big song. According to a song lyric, what did I get lost in?
Is it like a type of flower?
No.
Oh, okay. So different train of thought. Got
pop, a very famous female pop artist. Probably 90s, early 2000s. What did I get lost in again?
I'll guess again.
Go ahead.
I got lost in your eyes.
Not your eyes. The whole love thing. What is it? What is the love thing?
That just threw me off.
I know.
Well, I rolled dice. What do you roll dice when you do? What are you doing when you roll dice typically?
Taking chances.
Gambling.
No, literally. What are you doing when you're rolling dice? You're usually doing what with people?
Playing a game.
Okay, according to a song lyric, what did I get lost in?
Playing games. Oh.
Britney Spears, what did I get lost in?
I'll call it.
Call it.
I got lost in your game again.
Not your game. And don't worry about it again, but not your game.
The game?
Say it all.
I got lost in the game.
I did it again, so that's why I said again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game.
Okay, I've heard that one.
It's a two-pointer, too, from Buck.
There you go.
Catching up.
He's coming. We're halfway through trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. All right, this right here says it's an old punk. And then it says another word that I can't read because I have horrific handwriting. According to a song lyric, old punk cucks? I don't know what that says. Girl, what do you... Oh, the Kinks.
Oh, the Kinks.
Why would I write the name? All right, we're going to skip that. Next question. Okay, we'll just say it, see if you guys know it quick. According to an old punk Kinks song, girl, what do you really got me doing?
Girl, I know this one.
What's the answer then?
You got me so something where I'm going. You got me.
He says it before he says that. So according
you really
to,
got me now.
No, close. Last word was
you really
wrong.
Really got me down.
Say got it if you got it. According to a song lyric, girl, what do you really got me doing?
You got me down? No.
Girl.
Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so where I'm going. I don't remember the exact lyrics.
Girl. You really got me blank blank.
You got me so.
He says one more thing though. He says, girl, you really got me. You got me. What's that word?
Oh, that.
Girl, you really got me.
You got me going.
Got me going.
Yeah.
You really got me going.
Yeah.
You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. You really got me.
Yeah. You really got me.
That is the Kinks. Jess is up 4-2. Couple questions left. It's still anybody's game. And we're rocking and rolling 11:35 right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show. Let's get it. According to the song lyric. You like that, right?
Yeah.
According to a song lyric, what do I hit? Making money the fly way. Hip hop.
Yeah.
What do I hit Making Money the Fly Way.
I know the song.
I will call it.
Okay, Buck. According to a song lyric, for 2 points again, what do I hit making money the fly way?
I hit the highway.
Ah!
The money the fly way. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
go.
A better way. A better way. Better way. Yeah. I'm a bowler. 20-inch collar. Blades on Impala. Diamond drop wowler. Our team howler. Never leader, not a fowler. Trade these boys off. I'm a 20-inch collar. Bust a little. All right. I'm out of sight. I'm throw. I'll bounce off the motor. Me to golden with the golden tangy tune. Hop by my big body phone. Bang with the thong. Can't believe it. Get along. I hop by. Look good. Name is understood. Now it's time for wood. Got money in my hood. I push a big body. Can't stop me. I don't know the word. Sounded very correct.
Yeah.
Was that you, Buck, that got that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tied up. Tied up. 4-4. We got 2 questions left, so let's see how this goes. According to a grunge song, a grunge, you know what grunge is?
Somewhat.
Like Pearl Jam, Audio Slave, Black Hole Sun, all Nirvana.
Well, that helps because I don't listen to Nirvana.
All right, grunge is like alternative rock where they're like, it's kind of like Creed.
Okay.
According to a song lyric, grunge, what does she know not?
I'll call it.
Call it.
She knows not what she's doing.
That is incorrect. But it's that's not the wrong path. If she was trying to figure something out. According to a song lyric, what does she know not?
What does she
know? Is it like she knows not?
That's correct.
Okay.
According to a grunge song lyric, what does she know not?
She knows not to?
Nope. It is a Nirvana song. What does she know not? She's the one, and he likes right. to sing mm. along, and he. What does she know not? And she knows not. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, she knows not.
If you were trying to figure out, decipher something, what would you be trying to do, Buck?
Trying to figure it out.
Say it in a different way. What would you be trying to do? If you had something to decipher, you'd be trying to do what?
Understand it.
Thinking. Believe.
But if you were you're looking, okay. But like, mm-hmm. if you're trying to decipher something, you're trying to do what? You're trying to...
Decide?
If you're trying to decode something, what are you trying to do?
You're trying to get the meaning of it.
That's there we go. Okay. According to a song lyric, what does she know not?
She knows not what it means.
Ah!
She steals it again.
I did.
She took it from Buck.
Let's go.
Give me that. High question. Not playing around. Very well done, Jess.
Don't apologize.
Luckily, the final question is a 2-pointer. So Jess Ooh. Has 5 and Ian Buck has 4. Ooh. But whoever gets this question correct is the winner, but if nobody gets it, that would make Jay Scress the winner. So this is the final question. Oh, I don't know if both of you guys may have a chance at this final question. The final question, 2-pointer for the win, right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show, trivia time. This is for all the marbles. The final question, according to a song lyric, say got it if you got it. According to a song lyric, take what? And learn to fly again.
Got it.
Oh! I got it. I think he has it. He was so confident when he said, do you know the answer? Jess, don't say it, but do you know it?
What was that again? Take what?
All right, Ian Buck. According to a song lyric, for the win, take what and learn to fly again?
Take your wings and learn to fly again.
What kind of wings?
I got it.
If you had to learn to fly again, what would the wings be?
Your new wings.
Broken.
Yeah, I mean, it's broken, ain't it?
Broken wings.
So what's the full lyric?
Take these broken wings. Yeah.
Let me fly again. Yeah.
We got to do one more.
Yeah, yeah, that was close.
One more question.
Okay.
All right. Buck's got to get another chance because he's giving you all the answers here.
Yeah.
This one right here is a final question, and I'm done doing it. This is it. This is alternative rock. According to a song lyric, Buck will never get that, so it's not even fair. When do you know it's going to make it that much better? When we can... That's stupid. Who wrote this? I wrote this. All right. According to a song lyric, 80s. 80s song. According to a song lyric for the win, don't you do what?
Got it.
Don't you do what, Jess?
Forget about me.
Oh, yeah. That was like immediate.
It was.
You
forget
about me.
Don't. Jess is the winner.
Yeah. Don't you forget about Jess, man. She's winning this.
She's smoking boots. Like, it's nothing. Very well done, Jess.
Thank
When's
you.
The last time you've won a trivia time?
I don't know. It's been a minute.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
It's been a minute for you.
Yeah.
So
I'm happy about that.
I wonder, I want to give Buck some more. I can't believe he doesn't know.
I know.
Alanis Morissette.
I did look up a picture of her when you brought up the name, and, you know, you're right. She's a... Weird kind of hot.
She's a weird kind of hot.
Yeah,
she was with Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds was with her for a while.
He stooped that low?
Oh, man.
Bro, she has a big forehead. Come on.
It was not forced. That was perfect. That was beautiful radio. That was, she stooped. He didn't pour. He didn't. That was perfect. That wasn't forced. Like Brandon Krebser does.
Right.
A lot of times. I really want to. Let's see. What would you say is the. What's the one
like
song
all I really want,
where
but...
she's like, it's very light and it's like twinkling in the stars and she's singing.
It's on Jagged Little Pill. I like All I Really Want.
You like All You Really Want?
Yeah.
Let's see if I got this. All I Really Want.
Yeah.
We got to make sure it's the clean version because she is known to be a little rambunctious.
Ooh.
Oh, none of them are saying clean. Man, I can't afford to have anything unclean on here. It's got to be as kosher as possible. I don't remember any curse words in this song.
No, me either.
And all I really want is some structure. Oh, bro, this is the banger.
Yeah, it's the guitar, everything.
Okay.
But, dude, I want to play him Jewel. All right, Alanis Morissette, though, because you don't know. This is Alanis Morissette, All I Really Want, Buck.
Yeah.
Protein to build muscle.
No, it's not yet.
It's protein to build muscle, Mosh.
They hit me with...
Of course they are.
This is so... Dude, they're trying to fist fight me because they just did two in a row, bro. That's a fist fight. Those are fighting words. Andrew Jackson dueled somebody, according to Sean Strickland, over someone calling their... I can't really get into that on this show. But Buck... This is Alanis Morissette. This is All I Really Want. Oh, yeah. This is a straight killer song.
Oh, yeah. Harmonica?
Yeah.
You're going to love this girl.
Do I stress you out? My sweater's on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splinter.
Oh.
frustrated by your apathy.
Did you think about your bills?
Stop. Stop.
I thought something happened first for a second.
She said, "Why are you so petrified of silence? Here, can you handle this? Cuts all. One more time. I need that one more time.
Petrified of silence. Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse, a soul to dig the hole much deeper. And I have no concept of time or burden if it's dying. If only I could kill the killer.
How could she get so high?
I know. That's my favorite one.
That's wild.
Bro, you ain't never heard no...
I had that album like when I was super young.
You ain't never heard no female go wild like that.
I have a couple times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I really understand what you're saying.
But not musically. So yeah, that is a first.
Oh, so you're going to explain what you're saying?
Just a little bit. We're on FM.
Was it like a prayer? No, and you don't even know Madonna, do you?
No, but it was like I was giving them a gift. We'll put it that way.
You were we're on this. What kind of gift? I like it. This is where I like to be. What kind of gift were you giving? Was it Christmas?
It was wrapped up. We'll say that.
Did you present it to her?
It was in the present. You know what I'm saying?
Very nice. It was in the present, but there was no future because of the quickness.
Yeah, it was like once it was given, it was already got, you know what I'm saying?
So you couldn't tell the difference between when you gave it and when it was already given?
Well, they couldn't.
So you are a quick gift giver.
Yeah, I'm in and out, and I'm about, you know what I'm saying?
What's the about part?
Well, because once you're out, then you got to get about, you know, can't stay lingering around.
All right, you're He's using out. About as a preposition?
I think so.
Preposition under, over, beside, inside, next to.
Always inside.
Location. Inside.
Always.
So this sounds very sexual.
No, it doesn't.
I didn't think it did, but to me it sounded very sexual.
Does it?
Not really.
No. I guess we're just getting a little into the weeds.
That's all I really want is some comfort. Sorry, I can't do it. There's no way I can do it. I mean, we don't have much time, but there's been a pressing question. I believe that men should be able to hit women back if they attack them with weapons.
See, that's my point. Yeah.
All right, then. We're pretty much concurrent.
Yeah.
I mean, when there's weapons involved, you're trying to protect yourself.
Yeah, see, I'm not a misogynist. So if I get attacked by a man or a woman, I'll defend myself in the same manner.
But if you know... So if a woman that you knew you can manhandle slapped you in the face, would you slap her back?
No, because even if a man slapped me in the face, I would laugh at them. Because a slap isn't... It's a disrespectful move, but it's not...
It'll make you fight.
Yeah, it's not like they're attacking me. It's like, oh, you're less than.
Do you know what typically happens when somebody laughs at somebody that slapped them?
It causes a fight.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you just start it then?
Well, because I don't throw the first punch. That way I can claim self-defense.
So the hand, but he threw a slap. That's technically self-defense. You got to defend yourself from a slap.
Hmm. I might like it, though.
I feel like I just changed your mind about life right there.
Maybe. But I might want to... Here's the thing. If you let them hit you first, Mosh, legally speaking, and you have marks on you, then you have all right to defend yourself.
How many dudes named Mark did you have on you? And if you... But here's another thing. If you got... Three. If she hits you like that and you've got marks on you, that's cool. But even if she didn't hit you and then you go where no one's looking and you mark up yourself...
Mm.
Then it'll look like to the police that she did something.
Sneaky.
What do you mean sneaky with your female? You probably, how many times have you done that? You are the king of...
I would never do that.
You are... How sneaky would you say you are?
You're the one who was talking about the sneak.
I never even thought of that, Mosh. Yeah, that was the first.
A chick trying to tell me about sneaky, bro.
I'm going to injure myself.
Right.
Or she don't even... She didn't even know what to say right now.
There was that movie, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
What were you going to say earlier? You were like, yo, I got something I was going to say.
Oh, about Beyonce.
Yeah, tell me that Beyonce thing you were
going to
say.
Yeah, so that all this, you know, Diddy stuff's been going out there. And
what Diddy stuff?
Whoa.
And there's a new thing because they're saying, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce may be involved.
Whoa. Who's saying people are, there's rumors.
But, right, there's rumors, okay. But so what's been going on is people have been replaying these moments where celebrities will get an award at an award show and they always thank Beyonce. And it's like a bunch of celebrities that don't even have anything to do with why they would thank Beyonce, or it's like weird. So they think there's like some, you know, conspiracy behind that. Like, why are they always thanking Beyonce?
Bro. Jeffrey Epstein had a whole list of celebrities and people that are amongst the people that were doing weird stuff. P. Diddy had a whole list of people. And then they don't tell us who the people are. And we're sitting here. We don't even care. We care, but we're just going to talk about it on pods and radio shows. We can't do much. But I'll tell you right now, bro. I'm not gonna do that because I'm a bitch. I got a show I gotta do, but we need mass shit. Nah, I can't say that. But bro, can you think about that? We know that there are very famous people caught up in this nastiness. We know they know. Yeah. We know they know that we know. Yet they're not saying anything to us.
A lot of knowing.
Yeah. It's not very cool. I know. Is this list gonna come out publicly? Like, probably. Maybe. I don't know.
I would hope so. I guess that's probably something they're not pushing for because, you know, when you got millions of dollars behind one side of the argument that wants to keep this information concealed, it's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Bro, but we're talking, I get it, like one dude messed up and he's going to hide it, boom, boom. You've got like 100 celebrities that are known that are supposed to be in on some weird stuff. You would think like for instance, the dude from Miami or wherever Diddy was from said there are big names on this list that'll probably shock you.
Yeah.
But if they're still on the street, then why are you arresting them? Why are they on the street?
Right.
Well, you can't just, you know, fortunately, because we live in America, you can't just go around arresting anybody
that commit crimes.
Any allegations. So, yeah. So that's wrongful imprisonment.
If but somebody commits a crime,
you have to have evidence, due process, and then incarceration.
So if I got a text message that said, I just committed a crime, and then you texted me back, I know I got the tape of it, that's not enough evidence for you to arrest?
Depending. See, the thing is in what manner was the evidence obtained? See, in the court of law, is the evidence admissible or inadmissible?
Were you on that island, bro? You sound really defensive of B. Diddy.
No, I'm only 21 years old. I'm not old enough to. Maybe as a victim.
Actually, no. I was going to say that.
What do you mean, 21? You're like 10 years too old, bro. Right. You're like way past time, bro. You're past your prime.
You're too good at math, Mosh, I tell you.
But he is going to trial, so I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, my point being is because I have done a little bit of research on law and whatnot. For example, one of the past jobs that I was working at had security cameras everywhere. My coworkers were telling me, hey, they record what you say. Watch out. So I looked online. I'm like, do. Is this really the case? Thank God, in Florida, you need – Florida is known as two-party consent state. You need to have both parties in consent and knowledge – in knowledge. Is that how you say it, Mosh?
It needs to be both consent.
Both parties need to give consent and have knowledge that they're being recorded throughout the conversation. That's why when you call up a phone line, it says, hello, this phone line is being recorded for quality insurance purposes.
I disagree with that.
What do you mean you disagree with? What point?
I disagree with the fact that it should be illegal to record people without them knowing.
Right, but my point being is
– I understand your point.
Is it's getting down to what is admissible and inadmissible in court. So if you come up to the police and you say, hey, I have all this evidence that this person did all this wrongdoing, they're going to say
– bro, they have videotapes that Diddy took of these people, bro, specifically for this purpose, and they've seen the tapes.
So again, that just makes it even – murkier, because if it didn't happen in
the
any
clear video footage makes it murkier, Jess.
No, right. Because here's the thing, right? What legal jurisdiction was it in? Was it in Florida?
Probably somewhere where the cop was.
Was it in his own private island in international waters? You see what I'm saying? See, the legal jurisdiction in which these victims and criminals...
He had tunnels under his house,
bro! Then he had...
And a lot of people are coming out and, you know, telling their stories to lawyers and things, so.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't be charged. I'm saying they should.
I'm asking you what is sufficient evidence for you?
Sufficient evidence for me is the video recording and it being legitimate, corroborating that these celebrities were at this island committing these illegal, immoral acts.
See, what you're sounding like is that you won't arrest somebody until they've already been prosecuted through the court and had a jury trial is basically what you're saying.
You can't. You cannot detain somebody and sentence them to a crime that they have not been prosecuted for.
You sentence nobody to crimes. You sentence them to punishments.
Well, that's what it is. You don't become a criminal until you break the law, right? So what do you need to prove that somebody has broken the law? Evidence. In America, you're innocent until proven guilty. Even though that's not how it seems sometimes.
Sure, they're going to get all the evidence.
Right. So my point.
I'm just shocked, and we got 20 seconds. I'm just shocked that I'm telling you, if there was SA on a tape or something,
right,
and it was the person, and they said, hi, this is me, and I'm doing this, so he has this video, and the cops see that, that's not enough to arrest them.
No.
All right, well, Mosh Gelton and the Mosh Gelton Show pops off every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. It's been Mosh Gelton, the host, Ian Buck, the co-host, Jay Scress getting down. We love you guys, and we will see you soon. This is Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, and you are listening to the Mosh Gelton Show.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.